Track to start off here. Episode maybe 31 or 32, who knows? I'm starting to lose track this deep in the record collection. And, you know, wherever we are, it doesn't matter when you got a great track like that. And you got a great memory, yeah, and being in high school and buying this record. It's the Soma Records Story Volume 2. Yeah, maybe you thought that was some sort of rare 60s record. Nuh-uh, it's just a regular old reissue from the 90s. Which, you know, let's face it, there's people out there who really get off on this stuff. And that was me in high school. I'm gonna say maybe grade 10, maybe grade 11 on this one. Was really into this compilation. It's a Michigan, I think, label. Got into it because I think the Trashmen might have done something on it, but they're not on this. They're not on this particular comp. The Boys Next Door are on here. These guys are rad. They're like the Beach Boys of the Midwest. Anyways, was super into this, and I love that moody little track there so much that I learned how to play it on the piano. Yeah, it doesn't sound that hard, but I was never really a piano player by ear. I had needed sheet music to really do that. So there I was, sit down and banging out a couple of moody Farfisa riffs. Well, amazing. So coming up next here, of course, we're well into the compilation section of my record collection. This, of course, being the internet broadcast / internet podcast where I play one song from every record in my record collection and relive the memories. And this next memory is post-high school, getting into the college days. Not too sure where I bought this from, but I remember this is sort of maybe like second year, first year, probably second year. Was getting pretty into the pop, the smooth pop, and this seemed like almost cheating. It's a compilation called Moshi Moshi. Yeah, I know, it's kind of embarrassing already to begin with, but it's a triple LP. With a lot of bands, some of which were totally forgettable, and some of which were sort of, you know, minor players in this world of pop that's just too good to pass up, let's just say. Really not that much different from the High Spirits track we just heard. We're going to hear a song by a band called The I Live the Life of a Movie Star Secret Hideout called Charlemagne.
Is it so hard to satisfy your senses? You found out to love me, you have to climb some fences, scratching and crawling along the floor to touch you. Just when it feels right, you say you found someone to hold you. Does she like I do? Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you? Tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate, attract and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you, like I do? Tell me, does she love you, like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Does she miss you, existing just to kiss you, like I do? Can I survive all the implications? Even if I tried, could you be less than an addiction? Don't you think I know? There's so many others who would beg, steal, and lie, fight, kill, and die. just hold you, hold you like I do. Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you?
By the hilariously named Lesbians on Ecstasy. Well, at least I thought it was hilarious back in the day when I purchased this, which I'm going to say 2003, maybe 4, maybe 2. It's a split 12-inch with the band called the Unireverse. Now, the Unireverse were one of these Moog bands. You know, you go around, you see in the record store, in the thrift store, these Moog records. It's like Moog plays Beethoven's sonatas, or Moog plays the songs of Nancy Sinatra, whatever. Well, these guys were so into those records that they had their own band that was just all Moogs, and they were called the Unireverse. And I never really got them. I feel like I got that music later. I wasn't old enough to get them. But they were super nice guys, and when I moved away from Montreal, I sold my IKEA Expedite record shelves. If you own records, you know what I'm talking about. And the guy from the Unireverse came, and he was like, Yeah, I think I'll get these. They're not the same color as any of the five that I already have, but I think I'll get them anyways. So that was cool. But the lesbians on Ecstasy there, I remember seeing them a few times. They were fun, you know, they weren't amazing, but I've always liked buying records at shows. And I remember buying this at the Sala Rosa. It was probably like the record release show. And thinking, yeah, these guys are pretty good. I remember specifically she had a synthesizer. One of the girls had a synthesizer that used a disc. You put a disc in, and that would it would load the patches off the disc. I thought that was cool at the time. But, yeah, I've never really listened to that all that much, but still holds a fond memory. A local band can really do it for me, can really define an era. Well, coming up next is a slightly older, going even more way back to the genesis of my love for 60s garage, particularly American 60s garage from 1964 to 1968. And that's exactly what this compilation is. It's a compilation called Teenage Shutdown Move It, Frantic Frat Stomp Fracas, Revived Up and Rowdy, Revved Up and Rowdy Rockers, 1964-1968. What a title. It's almost like they're making fun of themselves. But I remember buying this compilation. I have another Teenage Shutdown compilation looking at me in the stack. I remember really liking these compilations in about the 10th grade and playing a lot of the songs on my radio show that I had at the time called Teen Beat. Yeah, that's right. And man, just being so into this one track, The Individuals and I Want Love, it's, to me, it's one of those moments of perfection. It's just totally perfect. The organ, the guitar, the beats. Incredible song. And listening to it now is bringing me back to my high school room and to the on-air booth at CFUV 101.9 FM Victoria, BC. Love this song.
No. go 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 and you do the gorilla by watching me now. Go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 yeah.
Oh, well, listen to me, baby, and I will do the gorilla.
Go, 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 gorilla.
Do it right, oh baby, you'll get a thrill. Because I do it to the market and I want to see now. And you do the gorilla by watching me now.
Go 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 gorilla go 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 gorilla go 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 gorilla go 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 go.
Yeah! Well, listen to me, baby, and we'll do the gorilla.
Go 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 gorilla.
And if you do it right, oh baby, you'll get a thrill.
Go 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 gorilla.
Because I do it to the market and I want to see now.
A familiar tune there. That is a band called the Shandells and Go Gorilla. Now, interesting story behind this one. This is from a compilation again, Teenage Shutdown. This one's called Jump, Jive, and Harmonize. Again, same era. We're talking about the 10th grade, maybe grade 11. And in that era, I myself had a band. And we played a song called Mo Gorilla and Hey, Come On Everybody, It's Gorilla Time, which were covers. In our mind, we were only covering a band called the Young Fresh Fellows, one of the foremost and the least celebrated proto-grunge bands. And it was from a 7-inch that I bought from Lyle's Records. Now, that 7-inch is one of the first records I ever bought. So imagine, here you are. You buy a record. You buy a 7-inch. You buy 4 7-inches on Boxing Day with Brendan Pioveson with Christmas money. And, you know, one of them just happens to be this Young Fresh Fellows, Hey, Come On Everybody, It's Gorilla Time, backed with Mo Gorilla. And it's so good that a few years later, you start a band, and in that band, you play it, that song. And then this old guy who, you know, old at the time, much older than you, your 15-year-old self, he says to you, hey, that's pretty cool that you guys are covering the Shandells. And you've never even heard of the Shandells. You have no idea who the Shandells are. Well, thank God for the wise people at Reissuing Garage Records Incorporated for putting out this compilation that has the Shandells' Go Gorilla. All of a sudden, it seems like you're some sort of crate-digging child genius when really you just bought the first 7-inch that was on the rack at Lyle's Place Boxing Day sale. and did a little twist that had already been done by none other than the Young Fresh Fellows. And there you go. That's a story. Confusing as it is, it was that confusing when it happened to me. Yeah, man, you know, playing in a high school band, covering a mid-60s stomper like that, and people thinking you're some sort of musical ethnographer. Well, no, it was not true. And I'm glad the truth can come out here, finally. Well, coming up next, well into the high school days, this is later on, a little bit later on, maybe the grade 12 or so, Down Under Dreamtime, Australian 60s psychedelia, and a song called Listen by a band called The Procession.
Listen, listen, listen. I can't raise a tear to even fall from my eyes. I can't find a smile to put my sorrow in disguise. So listen to me, lie to what I say. Feel I can get through any other way. So won't you listen closely, listen to what listen I say. Listen closely, listen to me, listen to what listen I say. Listen closely, close my eyes and to open up my mind. My head tries to think, but my thoughts try to hide. Listen to me now, to what I say. Feel I can get through any other way. So won't you listen closely, listen to me, listen to what I say. Closely, listen to me, listen to what listen I say. Listen closely, listen to me, listen to what listen to me now. Listen, listen to me, listen, listen to me, listen to me. Listen to me now, listen to me now.
Je vous vois tous les jours pendu à son bras, je vous vois plein. suis moche peut-être, mais je tords, je m'attache. J'avoue, les filles comme vous sont ma faiblesse. Mais je vous jure, madame, que quand je me fâche, aucune injure, madame, ne reste sans tâche. Je vous assure que je tiens mes promesses.
Smooth pop jam there. This time from a compilation called Casablanca, the most exciting collection ever made. And I bought this in Madrid in the year 2000, and I bought it basically at random. I may have bought it because there's a song here called Free Arthur Lee, and I do remember buying a 7-inch by The Makeup about Free Arthur Lee before then, but this song's totally different. Now, I never could have known that this compilation, also a double LP, four-sided compilation, would actually have tons of bands that I would go on to only a few years later on in life. I was in Madrid. I did a lot of record shopping. I had to spend a bit of time alone. And this is kind of the first time I'd ever traveled alone. And it set the precedence. That's what I do now. When I go traveling, I just kind of go to record stores. And this is 10 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. I remember the exact record store in Madrid where I bought this. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember exactly what it looked like. It was like this record store, bookstore. It was very clean. I just remember trying to choose between all these compilations they had. And this particular compilation, I don't know why I chose it, but it was on the Elephant Records label, which, you know, later on, one of my best friends, Tim, who was super into, like, just casual pop music, idolized this label. And it was a Spanish label. He was like, man, if only we could get records on Elephant Records, that'd be so rad. And, here I was with this great compilation, and has a lot of really cool bands on it, bands that I still love to this day, and that was one of them, called Notre Dame, a song called Sur ton répondeur. And I don't think I ever found a full length record by them, but I think I might have a 7-inch or two. And before that, more mid 60s stuff there. That was Procession with Listen from Australia, Psych song there. And like I said, that was sort of from the later high school era. The older you get, the more tolerant you are of psychedelic music. It's true. But before that, you know, you want to just hear the good old organ stompers. And maybe even before all that, you just want to hear a little punk rock. And this is a record also from Madrid, called Bloodstains Across Spain. I went to this amazing punk show when I was in Madrid in the year 2000. And I didn't buy this record there, but I did buy a Ramones bootleg tape live in London, 1977, from one of the many, many distros. But I did get this record. I don't really remember buying this record. This may have been a gift to me. But I'm looking for markings here. I don't recall, but it's very possible I either bought this record or it was given to me, later on. And the song we're going to listen to is amazing little Basque number by a band called La Pola Poya Records. Y ahora que...
non puoi demandare alla che. Alla che! Alla che! Alla che me vai sta her. Alla che! Alla che! Alla che me vai sta her.
Lo mismo, nos vienen con sus rebajas,
nos quieren utilizar, pero no se comen nada, nada, nada. ¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué
me vais a hacer? ¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué?
¿Ahora qué me vais a
Louis?
Tina Turner there with their little rendition of the always amazing, always great Louie Louie. And what compilation do you suppose that's from? That's from The Best of Louie Louie, Volume 2. I have Volume 1, but I'm not sure if I've already played. I think I might have played it on a previous episode. Anyways, great version there. Yeah, great version. I'm just looking. I'm confused by... Anyways, so many Louie Louies on this, I just can't even keep my mind straight here. But, yeah, that's a great great song, and I've loved that song for a long time, like many people. And I once did a all Louie Louie radio show as you know, it's kind of a little bit cheesy, a little bit predictable. But I did this with my good friend Mike Davis, and Wednesday nights, 10:30 to midnight. Was that it? Yeah, 10:30 to midnight, I think, was our show. And yeah, man, we played all Louie Louie for an hour and a half. It was great. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget playing Louie Louie by the Fat Boys off a cassette tape. Thanks for the memories. Well, before that, we listened to a punk song. Yes, that's right, by La Polla Records, Y Ahora Que, from the Blood Stains Across Spain compilation from 1997. Seems like a long time ago, but it wasn't, really. Well, coming up next here, yet another mid-60s compilation. This one, I believe I purchased, though. Actually, I remember buying this one, because this was kind of like the sun setting on the era. I really liked the band The Trashmen, and they were from the Midwest, so I'd buy these, like, Midwest compilations from 1964. And this was one called The Best of Metro Beat, which was a label sort of in Minneapolis at the time. And boy, I was really, really excited. I got it. But I bought this right when I moved to Montreal. And like moving from Victoria to Montreal, in terms of buying compilations from the 60s, was, you know, it was like going from your bathtub to the ocean. It was just crazy. And sure enough, I got this compilation, and I actually didn't make much of an impact. I had all these dinky kind of whatever I could find compilations before, and I listened to them over and over again because they're all I could have. Then boom, go to Montreal, pick up this amazing Metro Beat comp, and I'm listening to it now, and some of the songs aren't even familiar. I don't even remember it, whereas the other songs, man, I can remember every single word. So here we go, the beginning of the end of an era. This is Joker's Wild and a song called I Just Can't Explain It. We'll be right back. Et Les Espions is that band there. They were from Quebec City. And that was a song called You Only Bet Twice. And this is from a pretty amazing compilation called Blow the Fuse. Potpourri de qualité. It was an all-Quebec kind of punk and garage comp from 1998, the year that I lived in Quebec City for 3 months. And I, even though I was only 16, I went to see, actually, I guess I was younger than that. I can't remember. I might have been 15. Grade 10, whatever that is. I went to see these guys play, and they were so good. They opened for this band called The Troublemakers, another surf band that I liked a lot. And I remember talking to the guy afterwards. And, you know, I can only imagine. I can only imagine some 15-year-old kid being super stoked in your band. I was asking him for a tape. He said he had one, didn't have any on him. I said, no problem, I'll come pick one up sometime. I went to his house, but he wasn't home. I remember knocking on the door. Why aren't you home? And I remember like leaving $20 in an envelope and being like, can you please mail a tape to this address? And never got it, obviously. But man, I was a crazy, crazy kid. Did some pretty fanatical stuff at the time. I really wanted to get that tape. I really did. Remember, I might have even called him. I don't really remember if I called. Maybe I just thought about trying to call. How would I get the phone number? I know the address. How can I get the phone number? Yeah. But there's other great bands on this compilation too. Tricky Woo, another band I saw at that time. I remember I went to a bar to see them with this girl, Mira, who was kind of, I think she was a little bit, I'm not sure, she might have been a bad girl, but she was really, you know, she was cool. Not really bad, just free-spirited. And we wanted to see this band Tricky Woo. We just sort of hung outside, the bouncer would let us in, and then eventually he was just like, all right, just go in. And then, you know, the family I was staying with at the time, they would always tell me, oh, we don't care, you know, it doesn't really matter what you do, just be safe and try and come home. And but while we were watching Tricky Woo, the oldest brother of the house, maybe 21, 20 years old, he came to the bar. He figured out we were there. I might have told him that I was going to be there. I was going to see this band. And, I think they were worried about me. They never told me. Never told me they were worried. I just think they were. When I think back on it now, you know, I think, the way they acted, I think they were a little bit worried about me going out late, going to these bars to see these bands. Of course, I was just so into the music. I just wanted to get the Dick et les Espions tape, you know? That's all I cared about. I wasn't trying to party. I wasn't trying to be crazy. And I think that's shaped the way I am now, today. It's been had a profound effect on me. People, you know, thinking, always assuming the worst. Funny to think back. I wish they'd just told me. If they were worried about me, I wish they'd just told me. They could have just told me. You know? I would have been okay. I would have understood. Anyways, let's see here. I think we got about one more track left. I think we're going to end on this track here. It's from yet another Teenage Shutdown compilation. This one's called You Treated Me Bad. Mid-60s garage explosion. The track we're going to listen to is by The Possums. It's called She's Loving Me. Thank you for listening to yet another self-indulgent exploration of my memories through the records I own. And there'll be many more to come. Well, this is episode 32. I'm thinking 50, maybe 50 episodes. I don't know. Could be generous. But enjoy this last track. The Possums, She's Loving Me. ¶¶